Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and Tamara Judge. And before we get into anything, I wanted to start out this episode by gracing you with a little song.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tamriesu. Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thank you. Now that you.
Ears have busted, combusted, whatever the word is. Happy birthday, Tam. How
Thanks,
was it?
Thanks, Teddy. It was great. And I enjoyed our lunch together down at the deck with Taylor and Heather. And
you need to specify which Heather.
Heather Amin.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather Amin. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then we came up to Big Bear and just lounging around on my birthday. And then I got a knock on the door and we had two friends that stopped by and I didn't know they were coming. So they took me out to dinner and to a very nice restaurant on the lake. I didn't know there was like a fancy restaurant in Big Bear, but this is as fancy as it gets. And then we went to a dive bar, Whiskey Dave's down in Big Bear, down in the village. So we had fun, just been riding our electric bikes and I'm headed home. Today, the reunion is filming on Thursday. So I got to go home and prep.
Get yourself all ready, get those nails done, even though I just broke one.
I haven't had my nails done for a long time because I've been, you know, renovating the house. But tomorrow's a full day. I'm getting the eyebrows waxed. I'm getting the nails done. I'm actually getting my eyebrows laminated.
You got shit to do. You got shit to do.
And I have a podcast to do tomorrow too. And then I'm going up.
Who would ever book a thing for you the day before? Oh, it's me. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'm going to head up to LA and relax the night before so I don't have to get up at 4 a.m.
I mean, don't act like you're not going to get up at 4 a.m. anyway.
I know. I know. But at least I can get up and have my coffee, take care of my business. Take a shower.
She means shit 42
yeah,
times.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try to play coy with us, Tam.
So mornings are very hard for me. I have a pooping schedule from 7 a.m. till 9 o'clock. It's nonstop. So anytime I have to go somewhere, like with Jeff Lewis the other day, I had to get up at 4 to try to get it out by the time I got on the road.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Or I'll be stopping. I don't know. I have an overactive butthole.
Well, this doesn't surprise me.
Some might say I'm an overactive butthole, period.
Some may say, Tamara, you are. That could be your tagline for next year. I may have an overactive butthole, but at least I behave like one.
at least I own it.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Well, that sounds like a pretty great birthday. I was happy to have lunch with you and get to know Heather Amin a little bit more. And she was fun and she was cool.
Yeah.
And I told her to her face, I said, listen, what we saw on the show wasn't enough for me. I didn't really understand why you were so invested. But I can say this. Somebody slid into my DMs. Which she does often, which I like her. And I know that you can't get too much into this because of
the reunion
coming up. But Jennifer Pedranti slid into my DMs.
Shocker.
And she has before. And I, you know, I'll write back to some. She's always been really positive, really nice with me. But on this recent pod with Cynthia, I said something. We need an answer from Jen. Were you guys actually on a break when the hookup happened?
I can answer that for you. It's no.
Oh, my gosh.
I can answer it for you now. I know exactly when she found out.
Well, either way, we will find out who it was. But no, but
nobody asked for a break. There was no break. There was no break. She found out about the cheating right before the while she was casting.
Okay. Well, either way, she said she responded back to that post that I did about the podcast. And she said, girl, I got you. What do you need to know? Happy to answer.
What lie should I tell you?
Oh my gosh, Tamara, she's never going to come on if you keep this up.
Oh boy.
She said, happy to answer anything. Want to chat Friday?
Tell her we only take guests that have real, honest answers.
Oh my gosh. Then we would take no one. but here's the thing. I assumed she meant on the pod. I didn't think that she meant like just us chatting one-on-one. So I write back, cool. You want to come on with me and Cynthia? And she writes back, She writes back, I have to get everything approved. And that feels weird with all the things going on with Tamara. But I would love to meet both you girls.
Do you have clothes on?
Oh my gosh, Eddie, excuse me. Are you going to start selling dick pics now?
She's all, you going to start selling dick pics?
Yes.
Yes, he said, yes.
They're
very small pics though, he said.
The pixelation is off. Oh my gosh. Speaking of dick pics, or penis sizes, because that also came up on Orange County. I really am fine with any size as long as you know how to use it.
Right.
And so it's cute.
I have a dick pic I can show you.
Is it Ryan's? Not your son's, the other Ryan.
Yeah, the other one. Should I blow it up and bring it to the reunion?
Oh my gosh. You could be like, you could put it in Tamara News, like She by Sheree News.
Oh my, that was amazing.
One other thing before we get into housewife headlines. My DMs were blowing up because everyone thought that I wasn't invited to the Fox Force, whatever.
Oh, in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas.
News alert. We were there the weekend before.
And of course I was invited. Those are my girls. I love them. But I couldn't ditch my kids to go to Vegas 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That would have been a jacked up move.
Yeah,
so much as I love all of them and wish I could see Erica again, I hope I'll be able to see Erica again at BravoCon. I could not leave Labor Day weekend, the weekend after already going to Vegas to watch the show and do the pod. It just wouldn't have happened. So for all of you guys concerned for my well-being, I'm okay. The group chat has restarted and all is well.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I don't know if I should congratulate you or what, but there's a rumor floating around about you right now.
What?
That you have been cast on the show Traitors. Do you want to confirm?
Would you like to know, Tamara? You have a big mouth.
Would you like to telephone? Is that what Vicky says about me? Tell a friend. Would you like to
expand on that?
Yeah.
Let's just say if I did have a job and I told you about said job on this podcast, I would now no longer have a job. So why don't we just wait and see?
Okay.
Well, that being said, I do love Traitors. I think Traitors is an amazing show. But I guess we're just going to have to see who's on this season.
Well, I'll know when you are not on the podcast. I love the rumors. Anyways,
I love the same picture that everybody uses for every rumor too. Even Kyle asked me, she's like, are you on Traders? And I was like, you really don't think I would tell you off the pod if I was like, I can't. You know what? We shall see. But anyways,
speaking of traders, let's get into this next story.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Would you like to do it or me?
Sure, I'll do it. Louis is reportedly, say it without laughing. Louis was reportedly booed at Dolores' charity softball game as Joe Gorga is met with an applause. Yay, Joey. See how Teresa reacts as Melissa's mom is accused of liking the shady post. First of all, I would say my mom would like the shady post if that was me. I know my mom.
But if something was funny, she would like it.
Yes. Well, if it's against the person that is fighting with me, of course she's going to like it. And she might even elaborate and make a few comments too. And I have to go, Mom, don't get involved. When they announced all the players in the lineup, everyone cheered for everyone until Louis. Loads of people booed. Booed again when he was up to bat, an insider said. Could you imagine how embarrassing? I'm assuming this was filmed since they filmed 75 baseball games.
Oh, it's got to be filmed because there's all this stuff about supposedly Jackie is no longer is in a feud with Margaret. And now she's getting along with Teresa because they commented back and forth on Instagram.
Okay. Instagram, take a rest. In a series of screenshots shared, Melissa's mother, Donna, was accused of liking a post regarding the negative reaction to Louis received at the ballgame. Lala Louie being booed at the ball game with Teresa had to control the crowd. Meanwhile, Joe gets tons of applause. The people have spoken, someone declared on Twitter. After Donna allegedly liked the post, she took to her Facebook page to suggest that her account had shown unauthorized activity. Oh, no. Then she denies it. My account was hacked. No. Okay. I, no.
Nobody is hacking your account to like posts. Listen,
Donna,
if all of a sudden
own what you did, Donna.
Donna, if all of a sudden there was 1,000 naked photos of me leaked or like text messages to Tamara, probably I'm hacked.
Yeah.
But nobody is hacking anyone to like photos.
No.
For the love.
And there's nothing wrong with it. She's supporting her daughter and son-in-law, right?
Oh, whatever. I don't even know what the post originally said, so I don't know. This is why I don't really like mini posts at all. Just in general, I don't. I do notice you like a good amount, but I either comment or I do nothing.
Well, see, my problem is I go through and I like, and I've gotten in trouble for doing that in the past because, like, you know, you follow who you follow and you usually like their stuff just to be nice. One time I liked something that was not appropriate, I guess. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, way to fuck that one up, Tam.
Yeah.
Courtney's comments. So this is from the Bravo Shade Room Instagram post. I just can't fight with the mental ill woman. Allison caption says, I went on Real Housewives of Atlanta to normalize the conversation on mental health. My vulnerability and willingness to share trials of overcoming PTSD, anxiety, and depression is to reduce the stigma and fear of those suffering in silence. No one has the blueprint of what a person looks like with mental health. What is normal? Was I supposed to show up with a straitjacket? Furthermore, I do not abuse alcohol or take any medications that interact with alcohol. The statements Courtney made were reckless, tasteless, insensitive, and ignorant. For a Candy to engage in such dialogue was diminishing. Mental health does not own a look nor concrete symptoms. It is my hope that Courtney reflects on her baseless, careless words and grows enough empathy to not only issue a public apology, but take the time to educate herself on the many forms of mental illness with the goal of never belittling or attacking anyone experiencing mental illness again.
That's a long post. Very well written, I might add.
I also may add that I don't think Courtney's making any apologies for anyone on Drew's sides of the family after we saw the things that she said when she didn't think that they were recording her and Drew being activated, which I would have been as well. Like, that was screwed up things to say.
I didn't really like Courtney on the reunion.
I have a question.
And by the way, has she always had those, her boobies are about the size of her head, each one. Do you notice that? Like, they were out here. Do you think they're new?
The name of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion should have just been tits. It was so much tits all around. There was underboob, side boob,
calm
nipples,
your tits.
Everybody's boobs were out in some capacity. I was like, this is really titillicious today.
Now, I'm not sure I'm believing this next story. Portia Williams playing hardball with Bravo over Real Housewives of Atlanta return. I think that Portia's smart enough that she would not talk about her return or her negotiations or anything like that. So somebody's claiming that Portia Williams could return to the Real Housewives of Atlanta for season 16. That is, if Bravo shows her the money. Bravo offered Portia a lot of money to return, but she declined. The source adds, Portia is telling friends she wants to be the highest paid housewife of any franchise. Portia could return, but as of now, she and Bravo have not come to an agreement. I think this is bullshit.
I don't think she would do this, but also, why do people get their rocks off on being the highest paid housewife? Like, why don't you just try to make more money than you made the year before and be happy with that and continue a trajectory of growth?
I don't even know who the highest paid housewife is. I don't think that anybody honestly reveals their pay. I know, like, a lot of people have had to go to court, things like that. I know Candy.
It's rumored that Candy is the highest paid
housewife. It's always been
rumored
to Candy. But until there is a lawsuit or a custody battle, we won't know until we see that in
the
legal papers.
Did you just say, oh, custody battle? I was like, why would they have a custody? Then I was like, oh, she means outside of the show. Okay, focus.
Yeah, because then it's shown. Like, people still say I can't remember what it was. I think it was either $300,000 or $600,000. I can't remember. Because when I went through my custody battle and all that, I had to put down, that was 13 years ago, people.
Like, so anyway, so is what you're saying, Heather Dubrow, is that you have fuck you money?
No, I have fuck everybody money. Is that what he said? No, I don't. I would never say that. No, and I don't. So,
well, hence why we're here.
Yeah. So I'm a hustler, baby.
Okay. Then Eric Fuller feels the need to, okay. Eric is the showrunner of Real Housewives of Atlanta and Real Housewives of Potomac. He's clapping back at his detractors. Kenya has been very vocal lately about production, and Queens of Bravo Instagram reposted something that he wrote. He said, "I'm not an editor. I don't make casting decisions. I don't choose what scenes make it or not." For the record, he wrote chose.
I was going to say, it's not
chose. It's choose. If you're going to make a public statement, have somebody spell check. Listen, I understand that my writing is not ideal, but it's choose. If you're going to come for me for what I'm responsible for.
My spelling.
My spelling and my, but then I love that he wrote EDF, like with his initials, like as if he was hacked, but now he's not. So here he is putting his initials right.
Okay.
There.
And this is so true. Like I hear girls complain about what's shown on the show and they get mad, you know, like how could Luke do that? Well, Luke is like Eric. He has no control over editing what makes it on the show. He produces the show just like Eric. So people that are going after him are just uneducated.
And people also get confused by the different levels of production. So if you are in the mix, if you are there in the scene, in the moment, mm-hmm. like making sure that everything's making sense, that is a very different job than pulling the scenes and deciding what episode is going to be put together. Housewives films 5 to 6 days a week, and we're watching 1 hour long show. Think right. about how much is filmed.
And also, I think it's really difficult because the editors that are, you know, working out of the production office, they're not here watching it being filmed. So there's hundreds of hours of stuff and they have to like try to make sense of it. And it's their job to put things together.
And there's also a person whose sole job is writing down every single thing that everybody says.
Yeah. It's like court reporter.
The story editor's job is I couldn't do it. I would like, even imagine like those long, boring conversations where you're like, oh my gosh.
There's a lot that goes into it.
There's a lot that goes into it. And truthfully, and this is no disrespect to anybody's business or things that haven't been shown, but if it didn't make it in, most likely
there's a reason.
Yeah. And you know,
they're always boring. It didn't make sense. They can't show
it. Felt too forced, whatever it may be.
Right. If they showed everything that we filmed, the show would be all over the place. Like you'd have to have like ADD to pay attention because you'd be skipping to different.
The amount of sound baths we'd have to hear and hikes walked at like a snail's pace.
I can't. It's crazy. Do we really have to report on this next? I just feel so bad for her.
Ugh, you can report on it.
Oh my God. So evidently Erika Jayne is being sued for $18 million over alleged conspiracy with American Express and Secret Service. It just makes me sad because she's back up. She's on the top of her game. You know, they just announced her residency a little while ago. Her show just launched. And it's like, really? Like, can't this girl just catch a break?
Well, because this says Jayne began working with Christopher, who co-owns the design company Marco Marco, in 2014. So in 2014, to create costumes for her singing career, he alleges that he created numerous outfits that Jayne wore during her performances and charged the credit card she provided after she declined to review invoices he tried to give her. He accused her of intentionally filing for fraudulent refunds through American Express and then bribing a Secret Service agent through her husband to pursue false felony charges against him. Christopher was charged in 2017 with wire fraud. Why aren't we seeing that anywhere?
Right.
And aggravated identity theft.
That's federal why I hate prosecutors to story any life.
Dismissed the case in September of 2021.
Yeah, it just sounds so shady.
It seems very calculated for this to come back out now and also not lead with the person suing her was charged in 2017, because being charged and being sued for something are two different things.
Yeah. I just felt bad for her. It's like, just leave her alone already.
Erica joined in 2015. So this was the year after, this was the year
before. Yeah.
Speaking of feeling bad for people,
Who do you feel bad for, Ralph or Drew?
I feel bad for Drew. Like, honestly.
It's split, though. Some people are, like, feeling bad for Ralph and saying that Drew totally gaslit him instead of him gaslighting her. And
okay. Ralph wrote a book. But now, because of Courtney's comments, where Courtney said that the reason she wanted him to be adopted was because of the child support she could continue to get from Ralph. I'm like, I'm sorry. When I look at the two, my guess, my assumption, allegedly, I would feel like Drew is the one that probably makes more money than Ralph.
I don't even know what Ralph does except for try out for Magic Mike.
So Drew writes, I must always protect and stand for my children against this type of evil. I gave him the opportunity to shut his unverifiable fake cousin down for her disgusting comments made concerning my son. However, he refused to do so, and it breaks my heart. Then Ralph writes, it's time to speak the truth. So let's be real. You expect me to pay child support when he has a father that wants to play an active role in his life, but you won't let him. Your adoption request was only a money grab and control. Since the age of 3, I stepped up to fill the gap as a man and unconditionally provided from my heart without expectations. I will continue being there, but you're not going to take advantage of me or use this show to get your way. I understand playing the battered victim role earns you sympathy on this platform, but you will respect me as a father. I love all my kids and have given them the world, including you. It's about them now. Okay.
Okay. What is about the book them? Called? She shouldn't. Neither one of them should be putting this out on Twitter.
Neither. Well, if it's about them. And he really thinks that these are all his children, then why the hell is he putting him on blast right now?
It's sad. We don't know
the backstory of what's going on between the relationship between her son's biological father, but clearly he was on board to support her son until now he's trying to say it's a big money grab. I'm so sorry. What extra amount of shit?
Well, that's because Courtney said that. Remember? Those were Courtney's words.
And also his book is called The Step in Parenting.
Well, I'm sure it went straight to New York's bestseller list.
But that's the thing. How can you say that she was pushing this when he wrote a whole book without even letting her read it? Remember that from last season?
Yes, I know. Everything he does is kind of odd, but I think they need to keep this out of social media.
But this is
all this stuff will be brought up in court. So just the less you say, Drew, the better off you are. Let him talk all his messiness. You just keep your mouth shut, girl.
And they're also still living together, which you know how that always works.
That sounds dangerous.
I know.
And could you imagine separated, going through a divorce with your husband and then him showing up to the reunion?
Oh my gosh. And sitting on the opposite side.
It's so creepy. Like, dude, go away.
Well,
I think that my ex was asked to go to the reunion. He declined.
Even he knew that would make him look thirsty.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Drink up, girl.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
But should we get into the reunion?
So it starts out when Beyonce says, "Look around, everybody," on mute. She must have been talking about Sonia at this reunion. What? What happened?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh. Oh my God. Kenya says Mark filed contempt charges against her, saying she was preventing him from seeing his child. He also used Marlo kicking in on Kenya's hotel room door, saying Kenya put Brooklyn in an unsafe situation.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, when you're going through a custody battle in court and you're on national TV, and something like this comes up, it's going to be brought up, just like my bathtub scene was brought up in court. Although I didn't do it in front of my children.
But also, if you're going to print something out, Kenya, make sure it isn't blank.
The blank subpoena?
Yes.
I mean, how
in Andy's face.
But not only was it blank, it was wrinkled up. It's like, here you go. And Andy, who, oh my God, I think Andy should be a cast member of Atlanta this episode, because he was so shady and so involved in this reunion. He was cracking me up all the way down to taking a bite out of that plum.
Oh my, it was so good.
It was good.
That being said, I do feel for Kenya because my printer never works either. Like I've now.
But you have eyeballs to look at it. It was blank. She could have just printed it off the computer. I mean, I don't know. I think that the whole season.
I have a printer right back here and it always prints.
I know.
Blank, but trust me. I realize.
When do you think blank. That they came guns ablaze into the reunion because they knew the season was a little lackluster and there's been so much talk about them totally being recast?
I hope they're not recast because I'm back. I'm activated again. I'm back in.
You are. I'm back in too. Back in.
Kenya says while Mark is there, she can. Kenya says while Mark is there, she can talk about why she was texting and calling Mark 2 years ago when they were talking about Marlo. Kenya subpoenaed Mark's phone records, and 2 years ago, Marlo's number appeared. Then later in the episode, we hear that Marlo was also talking with Ralph. Marlo, quit talking to everyone's ex-husbands.
I mean, she definitely has a pattern, Marlo. The history of going too far, below the belt, contacting people. I mean, I can't say that I've never contacted somebody or talked to somebody.
Yeah, clearly you can't say that because you're not a liar.
Yeah, but I would never contact somebody I don't know. Like, hey, this is Tamara. I'm going to the reunion this week. Can you give me some information about this girl?
But she does know. She knows of all of the issues that Mark and Kenya had. And to reach out to him is taking it to another level. But now I'm starting to actually, I have another Marlo question. So people were saying that they loved Marlo's reads on everybody's outfit from the Gucci night.
Mm-hmm.
But then not one of her reads about the reunion looks was funny. So now I'm coming up with, in my own mind, I'm like, Did somebody help her with her confessional funny jokes? Like, is somebody on her glam team really funny?
I don't know, but sometimes, like, it's hard to come up with something right then.
You either have it or you don't.
You don't, yeah.
So now I'm wondering, because I didn't laugh at one of them. So now I need to know, Marlo.
Do you write your own jokes?
Read our current looks right now and let us know. I mean, we are coordinating pinks.
We are.
Oh, but nobody God. Would ask me to give a read on everyone's looks because mine aren't funny. So it is what it is. But if you're going to be delivering funny fucking reads,
did you think Kenya's joke or read was funny when she said Marlo's dates end with money on the dresser? Marlo did not even blink an eye. I think I would have like went after her if somebody said that about me.
I would have been like, I wish somebody would pay me to bone them.
Right? I would have like, I would have to pay them.
How much? Like, that's how all you much have? Are you going to pay me?
That's all you have?
Like, I'm down. If you want to do 3 seconds of missionary, I'm your gal.
Okay. $50 for you, Teddy.
Listen, I'm too lazy to even do Cameo for $50. So I for sure ain't having sex for $50.
We'll come up with a good number.
We'll come up with a good number. We'll do it together. Oh. Sex with the twats.
Oh, geez.
That's don't Venmo us. Totally. Though. We don't want it traceable.
Just send it to PayPal.
No, PayPal's even worse.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
You need cash. Cash.
Okay, cash fine. Only.
Cash only. Yeah, we only accept cash. Okay, then Candy brings up Sheree not paying the guy with the fashion. Sheree pulls out papers from the woman who put on her fashion show saying Sheree paid. Sheree tells her to focus on her business and that she keeps having shootings. Sheree brought her printed out She News newspaper. The first 6 pages are taking down Candy's restaurants with bad reviews and articles.
Wait, was this paper just made for the reunion? Or she really did? Yes. Okay. I never know with these girls.
Yes. And of course, it's going in the clubhouse right next to your tits.
Oh, good. Chairs. I mean, this conversation between them, or should I say fight, was so bad. Like the things that were coming out of Candy's mouth. Things come out of Sheree's mouth. Go mop them nasty ass floors at your restaurant. They're greasy.
I couldn't even follow half of what is going on, but I just looked and there is a website and an Instagram now for She News. And it's an actual working website, which is woo. Because in this moment, I'm thinking, Sheree, instead of wasting paper, let's focus on making paper because right. You just said that your business is still. Like, and also have a response. You know, people are going to come at you. Listen, I hate when people shade each other's businesses because we're all doing the best that we can.
But nothing is off limits on Atlanta. And for some strange reason, it gets very entertaining. Now, if we on other franchises go after people's kids and businesses and things like that, we're horrible people, but they seem to get away with it.
But my question is, she already knew this was going to happen. They were going to comment that the fashions that she had in the fashion show were not actually on the website, which we all know. So have a good response for it. Don't just say focus on your own business. Have a reason. Like, why is that?
I think she was so heated. I don't think she really got to it. I think that Sheree was definitely activated in this reunion. Like, I've never seen her like this ever.
I also wish a little bit like, when they all get into everybody's plastic surgery, I'm like, at this point, it's almost a prerequisite that like housewives end up getting surgery in some capacity. Like,
oh my God, the conversations about the surgery are just ridiculous. And then Sheree,
listen,
say it.
It would be like me saying I got a neck lift because I have problems swallowing.
But
I do have problems swallowing certain things.
Yes, I know. I've heard. You've told me. But Sheree with Candy, I swear they're fighting back and forth with had me doubled over. You can't sit with me. And then Candy, you're a low down, dirty, nothing ass bitch.
I mean, Candy is so, one, Candy looked hot this episode.
She did.
She looked hot and she came in and you could tell she wasn't having to do 72 jobs that day. Like she came in to work and she did it well. And she pretty much sitting on the end of that couch was looking over going, you regret putting me here, didn't you?
Yeah, well, she was doing the most at the end. And I'm like, wow, I think sometimes they put your ass at the end and you're like, oh, I'm going to fight to be number one again.
Well, that's so, how, I mean, isn't that how all dysfunctional relationships
work? Yeah, pretty much. But this, the paper that she was at She News, whatever, that killed me. That was very creative and very quick. She came up with that. But Kenya,
I think Anthony may have come up with that. Anthony may have created She News.
But how about when Kenya asked why she wasn't on the cover? And she said, I couldn't find a good picture of you.
And then she backtracked. They're all good pictures.
Well, they're all good. I couldn't pick a good one.
I can say that I thought that Kenya was able to laugh at herself this reunion a pretty good amount. She almost is like nicer in a reunion, even though she still throws out shade. She has like a, her voice changes a little bit. Like she's more soft and like,
yeah. And I do think, you know, reunions normally, at least I don't, we don't drink during the reunion. It's a really long day. When you're filming, you're drinking most of the time and you're unfiltered and you say things that you normally wouldn't say because of the alcohol. When you're sitting on the reunion couch, those things just don't.
No, you don't drink. We never drank until after lunch.
Yeah.
After lunch, like the first, well, we had one.
And lunch is like at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah. And they film your lunch too. So.
And then you have like 7 hours of still.
And
filming.
Also, you can't really reach back like get your alcohol. Like if you do reach, if you're so desperate that you need to reach back for your champagne, they're going to show it.
They're going to show
like
it.
They
sure.
showed it the year Denise was drinking all the tequila. Oh, speaking of tequila, when I was at the Montage on Sunday.
Yes.
Guess who had a tequila tasting? Casa del Sol. The tequila that caused all the drama on Beverly Hills.
Are you serious?
I almost, as a joke, put up an 818 stand right next to it just to take pictures. And then I was like, pull it together, Teddy. Just enjoy the day.
You're off. You're off right now, Teddy. You don't have to do all the things all the time, okay?
Then Candy says that she has definitely saw Drew and LaToya kiss, and Drew keeps denying it and saying Candy is lying. Candy says Drew is lying on the couch and makes her feel like Drew gaslights Ralph. This was a little too much for me, Candy.
Do you think she took it too far?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that she needed to bring Ralph into it. I do think that Candy and Drew like each other because you could see where Drew looks over and she's like, Are we okay? And Andy's like, No, you're not okay.
What are you talking about? No, like obviously we aren't good.
We aren't good, but I don't know. I think that Drew wants, you know, like a lot of us, wants to give this illusion of perfection, which I think is very common when you're working and you're a mom and you've got a marriage that's clearly on the rock, like all of the things. You want it to all look great. But do I think Drew's a bold-faced liar? I don't know.
Yeah, nobody really knows but her. I mean, her cast members seem to say she is. But then again, cast members, you know.
But if I was going to pick somebody to ride with, Drew or Ralph, I'm picking Drew.
Totally.
Because you even saw in the last episode when Drew saw that Sheree's dad had passed away. Like, you saw her, she wasn't acting in that moment. She really cared about this woman that she doesn't get along with super well in the show. And you see that in little moments. Even when Sonya says to Drew, like, your nipple's out. Like, you could see, but she's, like, trying to do it undercover. Like,
poor Sonya. She maybe said three words the entire time. I think I was trying to put myself in her position. Could you imagine being pregnant and being there and listening to all the fighting and knowing you got to get involved and you're like, and then like she couldn't get a word out.
Yes, I can imagine it. It was my life for 8 months. And then right after I had the baby, I was at the reunion on a fucking Zoom knowing my daughter had to have neurosurgery 2 days later. Ugh. It ain't fun.
I couldn't imagine. But did you notice when she walked out, everybody is like, oh, like they didn't know she was pregnant?
Well, I think a lot. I don't know how much these women speak when they're not filming.
Not off camera, right? Like, they were like, oh my God. Like, wait, you didn't know? Like, I feel like I would know if Emily was pregnant.
Well, I have a question though.
Or Shannon.
Are you on any group chats that are currently going on right now from OC? Because
we have a RHOC 17 group chat, but nobody's texting it for months.
Right, but that's everybody. But do you have any like a 4 or 5 or 3? Like, is there any of those? And was anyone annoyed they weren't invited to your lunch, your birthday lunch?
No, I don't think so. I have Shannon and Taylor on a chat and we'll talk. Me, Vicky, and Shannon. Oh, by the way, did you notice that Vicky is on the Bravo RHOC panel at BravoCon?
I feel like she's coming back.
That's what I'm like, oh my God, she must be coming back if she's on the panel. Maybe they're going to announce it. They might announce it because I think I don't know.
Well, normally they start to make those decisions after the reunion.
Reunion's next week.
Reunion's next week.
Bravo. They're casting two people. So if you want to try out, now's the time.
Now's the time.
I did give one name.
Who?
Two names. The two names?
Who?
A girl that I know, her husband works for Frederick, the $1 million listing guy in real estate. Okay.
Isn't that who Aaron from New York works for?
Yes.
Used to work for too?
Yes. Okay. Still does, she said. Oh. And she's a Spitfire, kind of like me. We go camping together.
Blonde?
She's a blonde, but she's feisty. I mean, to the point where she kind of scares me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that for me.
I don't know her that well. She's a friend of a friend, my friend Jackie. So.
Okay. Oh, Jackie's who you spent your birthday with.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She used to live, she grew up in Big Bear.
And then who's the other name?
Why can't I remember?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have to go back and look at my text. I really don't like referring people at all. No, like Jen keeps saying that I brought her. I didn't bring you on the show. Never happened.
Well, you guys, we're going to have to get into this, I guess, more after the reunion. But you guys are all over social media. She's posting things. Then you're commenting. It's
after all the reunions are done, I will do a podcast with you. Recapping the entire season coming from me.
But I also I want her to come on as well because I need, Jen? Because I've never spoken to her. It's only what I'm watching, which when I'm watching it, I really like her.
Yeah.
But I haven't, I totally shift once I've met a person and I can feel their energy.
Right. So, for sure.
Like there are certain people I love on TV and then I meet them in person and I'm like disaster or vice versa. Anyways, we're sidetracking.
I know. Okay.
The reunion kind of ends where Andy asked Drew if there's truth to what Courtney said in the confessionals when she thought she wasn't filming. And Drew says Courtney doesn't know since she met Ralph yesterday. She says Ralph has been coaching her this whole season since a lot. She also said Ralph has been coaching her this whole season since a lot she has said is what Ralph said. Oh, that makes sense. Do you think that Ralph has coached Courtney?
Yes. And do you think Ralph and Courtney have something going?
Well, all I know is that
are they bumping cousin uglies?
Oh my gosh. But counterfeit Courtney calling Drew a liar after she's lied so much herself is really hard for me to stomach.
I know, but I love Drew's comment. You're not a real cousin. You are unverifiable bitch.
Honestly, listen, 23andMe, we've worked with you before. Reach out. I'm going to send a test to Courtney. And then to Ralph, and let's get this all covered. I need to know how far removed, because this story of we one time stayed in the same house. I've stayed in a lot of same houses as people. Doesn't mean we're freaking related.
Right, right. Now, is she related just by marriage or is it actually by blood? Because I have cousins, because my uncle got married 7 times and I got a slew of cousins from that side. But they're
not. Question, would you have S with somebody that was not related by blood that was your cousin?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that would be really weird.
It's my marriage. I'm just asking.
No. But I would have to say the one comment for this episode that stood out the most to me came from Andy when he yelled, "What's wrong with white cock?"
And everybody's like, nothing. Great. Never better. Never
white
better.
Cock is perfect.
Yours,
Andy.
Especially, Andy. Yes, I've never seen
whip it out
it.
Right now. Just pull it out so we can talk about it.
I actually heard yours is perfect.
It's perfection.
It's a great O. Thank you so much, Andy.
Well, you know, was it Sarah Jessica Parker that outed that it's very large?
She did?
I think so. I think it was her.
I do think that Andy gives big cock energy.
I think he does too. He's got that like pep in his step and the way he walks.
I mean, I now that I just saw Eddie walk out naked, he's... He doesn't need to give big cock energy. He's got it. So
he's got welcome. It was actually the fan thoughts best episode of the season. And I have to agree. We talked about that earlier. Too many gimmicks. I don't know what that
gimmicks
means.
They mean like pulling out texts or she news or subpoenas.
Do you think
or...
I should go to the reunion with a folder?
No, because the folder's already been done. You've got to go with something that nobody's ever done before.
A scroll? A pigeon fly in and land it on a hat?
Why don't you go? No, somebody's already talked about a scribe. Know what you could do? Because everybody, especially in OC, and listen, I'm not in OC, but I do this too. I talk over people. I can't help myself. I really try. And then I do it. And I'm sorry. And I love you, Tam. And if I do it to you, I apologize.
Okay.
But I think you should bring a whistle. And then just whenever you want attention, just.
Okay. I'll try that. they're saying that Sheree was MVP of the reunion. Was Sonia even there? I feel I'm not going to even jump on that because I feel like she's pregnant and a lot goes down in the reunions and I feel
but she has fought back when people have said that she is not going to be there next season. She's like, just you wait. So we'll see. Let's take a little break. We're going to come back and talk about the Real Housewives of New York. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so now we're back And Real Housewives of New York is what we are recapping. It starts out with Sai and Uba go shopping for their trip. Sai says that Jenna brought a bunch of gifts to the wreath making that were all in her brand. She essentially said what we've already said, which is, one, we're happy. Give us all of your things.
Well, Teddy, you can send me all your sponsored posts and I will send you all mine. Mm. Although we do the same ones. So that might be a problem. I will be getting nice gifts from you.
You know what? Let's do a big collab, Tam, on our own. Guys, reach out to us for a huge collab where it says Teddy Mellencamp by blah, blah, by Gucci. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's going to happen as much as...
It'd be like Tamara collabs with Purina Dog Chow. It's called Meow Mix.
Purina Dog Chow would be... That's a pretty big one.
Okay, then...
But either way, is Sai just looking for issues with
Kirkland?
Jenna? Costco
alkaline
would be
water.
Great collab.
Yes, that would be good. Call me,
Amazon,
Costco.
Reach out because these are my favorite cups.
They just reached out for me to do that Amazon Live again. I just don't think I could do it.
Well, all I know is that I have a 3-year-old that complains and whines more than I hear Sai whine in a day.
I love Sai.
I love her, but
between
why
her complaining
fidgeting?
About and her voice, something about her voice and her mouth, that she reminds me of somebody and I can't pinpoint it. And
either way, I love her, but I'm sick of hearing about the food. I'm sick of hearing about that you're an influencer. I get it. You know what? Join the freaking club.
She's like, I get paid for it.
Yeah, so do we. Would I still post for my friends? Yes.
Yeah, I do. But you know what? If somebody's constantly giving you on camera, like sponsored posts or collabs that you've done, I would get annoyed with it too. Like, do it off camera. I give the girls on the show, like Vina at CBD, all day long. I don't do it on camera.
That being said, I didn't realize that.
And that's my own company. So it's
true. Yeah. But did you know until Bryn said it that Jenna had done like an unboxing of the gifts that she gave the women? That's actually like another level.
Yes, she actually did the boxing where she's putting in all the products that she's giving. Oh, this and oh, this is mine. And this is a collab with this. But I mean, it's nice, but it's kind of self-serving. I do love Uba telling Sai, just go topless. I mean, that is a girl after my own heart right there.
Listen, Uba is so far removed from any of the drama, but so necessary on this show because she's so funny and half the time doesn't even know what people are saying.
Yeah, we got to talk about that donkey comment because I don't get that at all.
None of them did. They're all like,
huh? Why didn't anybody ask?
Well, then Jenna and her brother, Spencer, go to the Rockefeller Center where she had been hired to bring in new businesses to help represent New York. Jenna tells Spencer that she has never been on a girls' trip before and she will not wear a bathing suit. Jenna gets insecure in a bathing suit because of her genetic disorder. Most people don't know it's a genetic disorder and make comments on it. Okay.
First of all, did you ever go on a girls' trip before Beverly Hills?
I used to always go on girls trip when I was younger, all the time. Like every chance
before marriage.
Before marriage, I would go on girls trips often. Then I got married and I realized that I don't particularly like when Edwin goes on guys trips. So I kind of set down these new ground rules. Where I was like, you know what? I don't go on girls trips either. And then now, to be perfectly honest, I trust Edwin more than I probably did at the beginning of our marriage.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm more open to go on girls trips. But it was mainly because of a marriage thing, not because I can't cope with.
Well, also after you get married and you have kids and it's hard. Like we travel with our job a lot, but it's hard when you have little kids to just be like, okay, peace out. I'm going to go hang out with girls. It's not like that easy.
Well, you've got a job, you've got your kids, you've got all these things. But here's what I can 100%, if Jenna would have just said the following. One, I've never gone on a girls trip. This is new for me. And two, I've worked really hard to be able to put myself in business or first class whenever I want to. And I want to go on my vacation a couple of days early, decompress, get a tan,
feel
comfortable
she
in my
honest.
Own skin.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Because honestly, that's boundaries.
Have you ever flown coach on Housewives?
On Housewives?
Yeah. They send you on a trip. Do they normally send us business class or first class?
Always business class.
I'm assuming that there was no flights in first class to go at that time. Like sometimes the flights are booked last minute. Yeah.
But I have flown coach to go to Watch What Happens Live because I chose to fly coach to get the two seats so that Edwin could come with me.
Yep. So I am working on that right now, going on the 12th to Watch What Happens Live and then home right after.
Yeah. So, I mean, that being said, there was one plane ride. I can't remember where we were going. It was maybe to Berlin, which may have been my first season, where half of the women upgraded themselves to first class and the rest of us stayed in business. And it was very telling which ones of us, guess which one I did.
You did business.
Yeah, I didn't upgrade myself. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, business class is nice.
Like I was like, I still get to lay flat.
Yeah,
I just like, don't have to.
Why spend the extra money? Right.
Like they don't sit you next to each other anyway on the plane because they don't want you to be talking to each other. So you all walk to each other anyhow.
Yeah, but you talk across the aisles and everybody gets pissed off.
If you're just 100% transparent, none of the women would care. Listen, guys, I don't fly coach. I love you all. I'm going to fly business or first. And yeah. I'm also going to pay for my own hotel room to go. It's not like production was paying for her to go in first 2 days before everybody else and stay at the Four Seasons. That was a choice she made on her own. And if I was single and rich and worked really hard my whole entire life, I'm pretty sure I would do the same.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to say to Jenna, I'm going to give her a little tip here because I am a girl covered in freckles and I don't like it. I hate it. I've always hated it. I cannot spray tan because of that. It grabs my freckles and turns them orange. And then I look like I have spots all over me. So what I have found, CVS, Sally Hansen's, Sally Hansen's spray. You spray it on your arms, supposed to be for your legs or your arms, your legs, your body. It gives you a nice glow. It's waterproof. It does not stain your skin. And then at night you wash it off and it's all gone.
Yeah.
It's the best. I'm not going to spray tan before the reunion. I'm going to Sally Hansen it up.
I do wish a little bit she could talk a little bit more about the genetic issue so that we could really understand it. I do know that maybe she is and we're just not seeing it. I remember speaking a good amount because Slate has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And I remember talking about it a lot and about the medication she had to be on and how that they would cause seizures. And so it's always that like
balance.
But I do think it's hard to share things like that. But I also think if you could help somebody else, which also in that moment when she's talking about getting all this sun and you can tell she comes in with a sunburn, I'm like,
no, girl, people, sunburns are what actually can give you skin cancer. If my doctor has explained to me, sure, you can go in the sun and you can get vitamin D, you can get a little bit of a tan. It's the actual sunburn.
Yeah.
And it might not happen for 20 years.
Well, then Bryn goes hiking with her brother. Bryn says that 20% of the time she is stressed that she is 36, single with no kids. And the other 80%, she is happy to be single with no kids. Bryn says that she wants the marriage, but she does not like the engagement part. Listen.
She's a runaway bride.
Someone just needs to tell Bryn there's this thing. It's called you can elope.
Yeah.
Like just if you really love somebody, which I personally love.
Gideon. I'm like, sounds like.
I'm like, there's a G. This is all I know. Like if Gideon's your guy, just go elope. Cut out all the side stuff. But that being said,
I think she's too scared to get married. Like she had said it best when she said settling down and having a family to Bryn means run. So she's programmed for that. I don't think we're going to see her settle down for a long time.
Then we see the scene with Jessel and Pavitt where they talk about how she's going on the girls trip and then he wants to fly to Vietnam.
That bugged me so bad.
What part? Because Jessel's going to be on later this week.
I am starting to love her, period. Him, like, oh, so he knows she's going for her job. Let's face it. Housewives is a job, okay? She's going to go on a girl's trip. It's part of the job. And he's just being a dick. Like, well, then I'm going to Vietnam. I'm going to go have a sandwich. And then I'm going to turn around and go right back home. It's like, really? You're basically saying you're jealous that she's going somewhere, so you're going to try to one-up her. I didn't like that.
But the part that I didn't like, that part I don't even mind. But when he was like, well, she goes, well, my mom's not going to be here, so we need to figure it out. And he goes, well, no, that's something you're going to need to figure out. No.
Was he saying he was going to go the same time she was going to be away?
No, I think he's planning on going once she's back. But the point is, if Edwin and I have to figure something out with our kids, because
it's our problem.
Yeah, it's us figuring it out. We are constantly, granted, he doesn't like to look at the family calendar, but there's a family calendar right there.
I saw it. It's in the kitchen, guys. It's right there. She's got it. She is very organized.
I am very organized.
You probably also have a map on your wall in pins in every state and country you've ever gone
to. No, I don't, because I am like...
I actually kind of like that. Vicky has one.
Who does?
Vicky.
So there's no way I would, because I have no idea what countries are where or what is inside of it. Like, I would have failed the where Portugal is the same way that Kenya did.
Yeah. What'd she say? She didn't say a geography. She said geology.
She said geometry. I'm not good at geometry. Listen, I'm not good at geometry or geology
or all of that.
Anything. Or a Gideon's name. Anything with a G, essentially.
Gideon. Have you ever met anybody whose name Gideon?
No, that's a British thing. It's a British
thing. Yeah. I mean, I've met British people, but I've never.
But
Jessel's husband, it just really made my blood boil the way he was talking to her. It's like, not, I would love to hear him say, like, oh my God, have the best time. You deserve it. You have twins. You're working now. Like, go have fun. But no, it's like, well, if you're going, then I'm going. It's like, shut up.
Well, okay. I agree. But I also want to know, which I'm going to ask Jessel, you guys, please submit any questions that you have for Jessel. I'm going to be interviewing her on Thursday because
I'll be at the
shooting
reunion. Are you doing it alone? Or are you bringing in somebody?
I feel like you can do this alone.
Yeah.
I feel like we have enough history of having the, you know, miscarriages, IVF, all those things. We can dig into that stuff. But I also want some more fun, lighter questions that I can ask her. Things that were missing. I also want to know if they've gotten it in. But I also wanted to point out one thing that I don't know that everybody really realizes. If you've had miscarriages and if you've gone through IVF, there is a stage where you are so scared once you've just had the implantation, or I'm going to say the name wrong because I'm not a doctor, but where you're scared to have sex and your partner is scared to have sex with you because you don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah. And I can see that.
Once you get into that habit of
you're just damn tired with twins. How about that?
Maybe. Or maybe you don't want somebody that's going to go to Vietnam for a fucking sandwich.
And maybe their relationship is strained because of kids. Like, let's face it.
Go ahead.
When you're single for a long time, I don't know how old she is now, but, and then you have kids and then you have two at once, it puts a strain on your marriage for sure.
But maybe it's also because when you marry your best friend that you've been working on to change for the last 10 years, and then you decide to get married, there's going to be sexual issues.
There's going to be sexual issues. But speaking of sexual issues, I just want to know what Uba meant when she said, I will come here with a donkey.
I actually don't know.
But how about Aaron telling the girls that Jenna didn't want to fly coach, and that's the real reason. Like, she, that was like the first thing that came out of her mouth. Like, she was just, that was like, that's housewife 101. As soon as you hear
that
something.
That was like, I honestly want to take off Aaron's face and just put Tamara Judge right there as she did that. I was like,
I know. I'm like, that's my girl. That's the way it's done. That's the way. And get storyline moving, get this shit gone, because I don't want to be filming here all day.
And honestly, you know what? F whoever told us that we weren't going to like Aaron, or that Aaron was a pain in the ass.
Agree.
Aaron moving this storyline, we would have
she
nothing.
Did her job so well. She didn't just say it once. She said it around three times.
And she said it in a really cute confessional outfit. I want to look cute on Jean on Jean on Jean, but I don't.
I have that Jean on Jean outfit. By the way, congratulations, Jenna. You have your second confessional look and the season's almost over.
What is their second confessional look?
She had a blazer or something on. It wasn't the white shirt with the pearls.
With the black. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was a blazer. It looked very cute.
Well, either way, then they sit down at dinner and the women, they are going to, you know, they all arrive. They all start talking And the women think it is icky that Jenna went on Instagram and posted all their gifts and that she wouldn't openly admit to wanting to fly first class or business. But until they did the flashbacks, I didn't realize how often Jenna does baby talk.
Me either. That was one of my questions to you. So you did not notice it either? The baby talk?
But then I realized I'm one of those people. Like, I do it. I'm like, that is my baby, Dobie.
Yeah, but that's with your daughter. That's with your daughter. This is with grown-ass women. She has this little baby voice.
Do I do that too ever? Have I been like, Tammy Sue?
No, you haven't. No.
Well, now I'm going to, Tammy. Anytime you yell at me or hurt my feelings, I'm going to do my baby voice. Well, the same women who wouldn't eat at Catch suddenly appear to be very down to earth this episode.
Right.
So
one thing that bothered me, calling something charming is right up there with sweetie and honey.
Or cute.
Cute. Don't just shut up. Do you think the girls are intimidated by Jenna?
Yes. I think Jenna is like, she's fuck everybody money.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm embarrassed about my decorations on my paid post tree.
Oh my goodness.
Nobody's asked me to decorate shit. I mean, I don't know. Jenna has run so many businesses, she's also really good at like downsizing the drama. Like when the women start coming for her, where I think maybe possibly you would then get upset and kind of come back. No, she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
She was hanging out with Andy Cohen in the Hamptons?
She was. Oh my gosh, my eye twitched.
It's kind of like Bethany back in the day. They used to be always hanging out.
Or Carol. She gives me more Carol vibes.
And now Carol and Bethany are no longer in Andy's friend circle. Be careful, Jenna. Just kidding. Weird.
Andy, where are my texts? You don't want to hang out in the Hamptons with me? I'll use the baby boy thing.
When did you ever go to the Hamptons?
We can go to Hampton together. We can all hang out. And then you can give me another job. Yeah, I think it'd be great. All right. Well, we're going to close out this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning
in. Thank you.
We will not have Tamara with Jessel because Betch has got to film the reunion. But
say a prayer for me. If you have any advice for me for the reunion, please just send it right to my DM. I would love to hear it.
And send it to my DM as well, because I'd love to make fun of Tamara.
Oh, lovely.
But we'll also be back later on in the week to recap Salt Lake City.
Woo!
I had chills. Okay, we'll be back soon. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.